Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This voice has come for your sake, not for mine, Jesus said of God's voice from heaven. Truly, that is the case because God knows we need to hear that his judgment of the world isn't coming in the future. It's now. Time's up, like a thief in the night. Like a bridegroom coming to the wedding unexpectedly, ready or not, oil in your lamp or not, the judgment of the world is upon us, and we need to hear it. The long-promised Savior of the world, the one promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one of whom David sang and the prophets thundered, is here now. And even the Gentiles, the Greeks, know it. Sir, we wish to see Jesus, they said. And this is the judgment that is upon us. We lifted our Creator up on a cross and we killed him. Strung him up between heaven and earth we did until he died, and then we threw him in a hole. And so we are judged. Who can deny what we have done? And so we are silenced. Who can defend against what we have done? And so we have no protection. We grabbed our Savior by the throat and we silenced him. Why? Why would we do such a thing? Because we love ourselves more than anything else. We love our life. We love our world. We love our stuff. We love being in control. We love the fantasy that with enough time and effort, we can be God. Truly. We have drank deeply from the well of the ruler of this world. And we want time more than anything else. Time to prove to ourselves and to everybody around, including God, what great spiritual beings we are. Time to grow. Time to develop to our full potential. Time to progress. Time to live into our best life now. But that's over now. Judgment is upon us. The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified, we hear God say. Now, how is it that we are judged and he is glorified? Is it that we get what we finally deserve? Is it that we are obliterated and sent off to hell where we belong? Is it that God is finally proved righteous by the law? No, God's glory isn't in his fairness or justice. Instead, he is glorified because he will not stop. Stop what? He will not stop his pursuit of us. Facing the wrath of God alone, his soul troubled in a way that you and I will never know. Nevertheless, he did not stop. He didn't wait for us to earn his favor. He didn't wait for us to choose. He didn't wait to see how sincere we are going to be or how hard we're going to try. He just kept on with his pursuit of us, determined to be God, our God. He is determined to have the last word about us. And what is this last word God is determined to have and by which he is glorified? What could that ever be? Merciful. Merciful. That is what God has determined to be. Merciful. Even to self-absorbed, God-killing terrors. And so, he's taken everything away from us. Our life, our world, our stuff, our control, our fantasy that we can be God, and especially our time. None of it will stop him from running us down and having his way with us. We are put in our place with no choice but to serve him. That is to say, amen, as we are lavished by the God who has determined to be merciful. And even now, he continues, can you believe it? Knowing full well who you are and what you've done and left undone, it is the glorified Son of Man, Jesus Christ, who has sent me to you this morning with his promise of mercy. And by his authority, I forgive you the entirety of all your sin. There, that is the voice from heaven. It's for you. Amen.